Back to helping Kyle, Juan said to move the meeting along. Have we been in touch with the deprogrammer?
We have, Linda Ross replied. Technically, we are kidnapping Kyle, so we need to get him out of Greece as quickly as possible to avoid any problems with local police. The counselor will meet us in Rome. Tiny's repositioning the Gulf Stream from the Riviera to the Athens airport to fly him to Italy. We have rooms reserved at a hotel near the Colosseum. The shrink's name is Adam Jenner. He specializes in helping former responsivists return to a normal life. And from everything we've been able to gather, he's the best in the world. Not that it matters, but his fee is $50,000 plus expenses. He guarantees, however, that when he's finished, Kyle will be back to normal.
He damned well better be, Max grumbled. Just so I know, in case I meet him, what cover story did we use in our approach of Jenner? Juan asked.
I have it all here in my report. Linda held up a binder. Max is a real estate developer from L.A. who wants to get his son back. We are the private security company he's hired to coordinate his return.
Juan nodded. That takes care of problem number one. Now, on to problem number two. What happened to the Golden Dawn and why? What do we know so far?
Linda tapped at the keys of her laptop to bring up the information. The Golden Dawn and her sister ships, the Golden Sky and Golden Sun, are owned by Golden Cruise Lines. They're out of Denmark and have been in business since the mid-80s. The company was approached 4 months ago to ferry 427 responsivists from the Philippines to Greece. The Dawn was the only ship available.
That seems like a lot of people to staff a reproductive education clinic, Juan said.
I thought so too, Linda agreed. I'm looking into it. There is nothing on the responsivist website about the trip or what such a large group was doing in the Philippines. They left Manila on the 17th, and as far as what Murph could get from the logs, there were no incidents reported. It was smooth sailing all the way.
Right up to the point where everyone died, Max said caustically.
Eric glanced down the table at the corporation's number two. Not everyone died. I went back over the computer disks of the UAV flyby. One of the Golden Dawn's lifeboats was missing. He glanced at Cabrillo. Sorry, I didn't notice it last night.
Juan let it pass.
The ship's computer log confirms that a lifeboat was lowered about 8 hours before we showed up, Mark confirmed.
So the killer or killers were on the Dawn the whole cruise?
That's what it looks like to us.
Then who the hell killed them all? Max asked.
If I were to guess, Mark continued, I'd say the responsivists either did it to themselves, but they aren't a suicide cult like Jim Jones' People's Temple or Japan's Aum Shinrikyo. Some people claim Lydell Cooper took his own life in the ultimate act of responsivism, but the group doesn't support suicide. They say that since you're already born, it is your moral responsibility to spread their beliefs, not kill yourself. The other option is that someone infiltrated the group.
Juan jumped in. Let's explore why they would kill some of their own. Ideas?
Eddie Sung ventured a guess.
Could this particular group have been selected because they were trying to leave the cults and the leaders made an example out of them? Eric mentioned earlier that kidnapping isn't beyond them. What if they've taken the next step to murder?
Max Hanley shot him a startled look, his face etched with concern over Kyle's safety.
That's a possibility, Linda said, before seeing Hanley's obvious pain. Sorry, Max, but we have to consider it. Besides, your son's a new convert. He doesn't want to leave them at all.
Juan resumed the meeting.
Is there any way to check Eddie's theory?
We can hack into the responsivist's computer system, Mark offered. Something might turn up, but I doubt they're going to break down their membership into lists of who's been naughty and who's been nice.
Try it anyway, Juan ordered. Cross-reference the passenger manifest with everything they have going on. Some factors singled these particular people out. If they weren't about to leave the cult, it has to be something else.
He turned to Linda.
I want to know why so many of them were in the Philippines at the same time. The answer to that question might be our only solid clue.
Juan stood to indicate the meeting was adjourned.
We hit the Suez Canal at 0500 tomorrow morning. Remind your staffs that we'll have a pilot on board until we clear Port Said, so we're running on full disguise mode. Max, make sure the tanks to the smudge engine that sends smoke out our funnel are topped off, and that the decks are double-checked for anything that can give us away. Once we're in the med, we have 24 hours to finalize our plans with Link, another 12 to put everything in place, and then we extract Kyle Hanley. 48 hours from now, he'll be in Rome with the deprogrammer, and we'll be on our way to the Riviera on that eavesdropping job.
There was no way for Cabrillo to know how far from simple things were going to be.